Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where the code is strong and the caffeine is stronger. I'm Alex, your resident explainer of all things unnecessarily complex.
And I'm Jamie, your guide to the, wait, what does that mean zone?
Alex, today we're diving into something that's been making the rounds in developer Slack channels and meme groups everywhere. GitHub Copilot's new usage-based billing, or as I like to call it, the great credit countdown of 2026.
Oh yes, gone are the days of unlimited agentic joy for one flat monthly price. On June 1st, Copilot quietly swapped out their old flat rate model for a shiny new token meter. Every chat, every code review, every hey Copilot, fix my entire repo while I get coffee, it's all billed by usage now.
So we're talking about AI credits, right? What even are those? And do I get frequent flyer miles for them?
If only. So GitHub AI credits are basically Copilot's new way to measure how much heavy lifting you're asking their AI to do. Every time you interact with Copilot's premium features, things like chat, advanced code review, or those long agent-driven sessions, it uses up credits. Each credit is worth 1 cent, so one AI credit equals 0.01 cents.
Wait, so if I ask Copilot to write me a quick function, is that going to cost me the same as telling it to refactor my entire project?
Great question. Not anymore. That's actually the big change. Before, both those things could count as one premium request. Now, the cost depends on the actual work done, specifically the number of tokens processed, which is AI speak for how much text is being read and written.
So it's not just what you ask, but how big your ask is.
Exactly. You're paying for the actual compute power you use. It's like the difference between someone proofreading your tweet versus editing your epic fantasy novel.
No wonder some devs are panicking. I saw memes about people mortgaging their houses after running Copilot agents for a weekend.
The memes have been spicy, I'll say that. But let's break down the plans so listeners know what they're getting into.
Hit us with the numbers, Alex.
All right, here's the 2026 lineup. Copilot Pro is still $10 a month, and now it comes with 1,500 AI credits. That's $15 worth of premium Copilot action. There's a Pro Plus at $39 with 7,000 credits, and the brand new Copilot Max for true power users, $100 a month, 20,000 credits. For teams, business and enterprise tiers are $19 and $39 per user, with credits pooled across your organization.
Wait, so if I'm on Pro and just using autocomplete, the gray text that pops up in your editor, am I burning credits?
Nope. That's still unmetered. If you live and die by autocomplete, your Copilot experience basically doesn't change at all. Unlimited completions, as always.
Phew. So it's the chat, the agents, the code review, those are the credit-hungry beasts?
Precisely. Those are the premium features that gobble up your credits. And get this, if you run out, you're out. No more fallback to a cheaper model like before. Either buy more credits, wait for your next month, or take a break and rediscover the joys of Stack Overflow.
Or, you know, actually talk to a coworker.
Radical.
Let's talk about how fast these credits can disappear. Give me a Jamie's about to accidentally run up a bill scenario.
Okay, picture this. You kick off a big, multi-step agent session. Like, hey, Copilot, read my whole project, refactor across 10 files, and write me tests. That could easily rack up 2 million input tokens and 400,000 output tokens. If you're using a fancy model like GPT-5.5, that one session could cost you 2,200 credits, nearly your entire pro monthly allowance.
Yikes! So if I go wild with the fanciest model, I could nuke my credits in a single afternoon?
It's possible, yeah. But if you use mid-tier models or keep your agent sessions focused, your credits stretch a lot further. It's all about matching the model and the task.
So this is basically the end of all-you-can-eat AI, at least for Copilot?
That's the writing on the wall. GitHub's chief product officer even said, Copilot is not the same product it was a year ago. It's now this agentic platform, doing more, costing more. Unlimited access just doesn't work with the economics of these new, super-powerful AI models.
So how do I avoid getting a nasty surprise Copilot bill at the end of the month?
Three tips, Jamie style. 1. Know what's metered. Autocomplete and NextEdit are free. Use those for routine stuff. Save chat and agent sessions for when you really need them. 2. Pick the right model. Don't use a Ferrari to drive to the grocery store. Lightweight models are cheaper for everyday tasks. 3. Set a budget. You can cap your extra spending at zero if you want, then Copilot just stops premium features when you run out, instead of quietly running up charges.
And for enterprise folks, watch those pooled credits. You don't want your one power user to go full Skynet and eat up the whole company's allowance.
Exactly. And make sure your tooling's up to date, so you aren't flying blind with the old credit counters.
All right, so bottom line, if you're a completion-first dev, not much changes. But if you're living that agent life, you need to start thinking like a cloud budget manager.
That's it. And honestly, this is probably just the first domino. Expect more AI tools to start charging by usage as the tech gets more powerful and more expensive to run.
Well, there goes my dream of AI writing all my code while I binge watch sci-fi. But at least now I know how not to bankrupt myself.
Same. And hey, if all else fails, there's always Notepad. Zero credits required.
On that note, thanks for listening to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you survived your first Copilot bill, let us know on social. If you didn't, well, our thoughts are with you.
Subscribe, drop us a review if you learned something, and we'll catch you next time with more tech deep dives and AI adventures.
Stay nerdy, friends.